This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. You want to give us a call? You can hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. So there's been a flurry of activity here the last 2 days. Legal tampering period will lead to the official start of free agency at 4 o'clock today. That's when the moves can become official. Yeah. Somebody like Aaron Rodgers, he's actually still part of the Jets. He can be released 4 o'clock. I believe the league year starts at 4 p.m.
That's when guys can officially sign their deals and everything gets on the books.
Yes. So I was looking at kind of these flurry of moves, and I thought we could play a game of better or worse on some of the teams. Focusing first with the Washington Commanders, has their defense gotten better or worse? They've added Kinlaw, defensive tackle. They've added now safety Will Harris. But, of course, they lost Jeremy Chinn, and they lost Jonathan Allen. That's kind of where the defense is right now. They did re-sign Bobby Wagner, of course. But in terms of what they had last year versus this year, are they better or worse, Cakes?
They sound worse, personally.
I don't think they're worse. I think it's a wash. I mean, I think it might be an upgrade at safety, possibly. Might be an upgrade even at safety. I mean, some of the clips I saw, what a freaking thumper that dude is, Will Harris. I don't know. I think it's a wash. They might be a little bit down on the Allen for Kinlaw deal, but I actually kind of trust the staff that they're going to make him viable.
I kind of like the Kinlaw deal until I saw this blurb that Chris Russell retweeted yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw it. This is from overthecap.com, which I think some of us use to check up salary cap numbers throughout the years, see where teams stand. They graded the Javon Kinlaw signing an F. They said, most contracts in the NFL have some level of justification. This does not. The Jets signing Kinlaw at $7.5 million was a bad one last year, and this just blows that away. 3 years, $45 million with $30 million full at signing. Insane. Teams that do stuff like this because they have cap room often wind up a mess in a year or two because the cap room is gone and they wonder why they have some of these contracts on the books.
The fundamental problem I have with that is the implication is that whoever gave him that contract is a moron. And I'm not willing to go. I do think Ron was a moron on some level.
I'm not willing to go there
with Peters. I'm just, again, I'm giving these guys the benefit of the doubt.
I am
They know what they're doing.
This is just a guy.
This is just some nerd.
Looking at it from 30,000 feet.
Yes.
So, look, If Kinlaw comes
fine,
in and has
you can
a really
grade
big,
him all
he
wants.
If he has a really big impact and can rush the passer and stuff the run, he's going to be worth the $15 million.
The Kinlaw deal is questionable. A lot of people have questioned it, but Adam Peters knows him. They drafted him in San Francisco in the first round.
Yep.
I think talent-wise, he may bring something that they weren't getting from Jonathan Allen. We're not sure how they're going to employ him in the scheme.
I totally agree with you.
But that's what they're going to try and do.
They probably overpaid, but life isn't... I had this argument with someone else. Life isn't perfect. You don't get a bargain every time, unless you're me. I'm a great bargain shop. But you don't get a bargain every time. Sometimes you get bargain here. I got a little pay a little overpay a little bit here.
Well, plus you're also competing with other teams to try to sign these guys. So you have to come in with like decent offers.
Well, that's why
these guys are going to accept.
That's why you overpaid.
Right.
He's also cheaper than Jonathan Allen. We just saw Jonathan Allen sign this $60 million deal, average value of $20 million a year in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'm with Cakes, though. I think they might be slightly worse when you compare Harris to Chin. Chin seems to be the better player, but Harris cheaper. So they've gotten cheaper on defense.
Mm-hmm. They've saved some
which
cash.
You probably like that. It means you're going to be a little more expensive on offense.
Sure.
All right, the Philadelphia Eagles, better or worse? Here's what's happened with the Eagles. On March 10th, Darius Slay was released. He signed with the Steelers. Then Josh Sweat signs a huge deal with the Arizona Cardinals. 4 years, $76.4 million. That's their defensive end. Then they lose Cakes' guy, Milton Williams. Yesterday, C.J. Gardner-Johnson was traded.
Traded to the Texans. They bring back an offensive lineman in return.
They also lost some depth guys on defense. Linebacker Oren Burks signed a two-year deal with the Bengals. I think it's hard to say they've gotten better. They gave Saquon Barkley a big bag of money. That team got worse.
I think you have to say that right now they're worse than they were after they won the Super Bowl. Can't say that they're better. Can't say they're improved. They lost some massive pieces. And look, when you win the Super Bowl, this is what happens. Teams come and pick through your roster for some of the top players because you can't afford to sign them all. They couldn't afford $26 million a year to Milt Williams along with the re-signing Bond. You can't afford all these guys.
This is the problem of good teams. Yeah.
Right.
But
teams come calling.
But are they worse? Probably worse.
Their offense is not worse.
It's also not fair to make this evaluation at this point. Free agency's not even over, and obviously the draft's not here.
Yeah, but when you lose key contributors to a defense that helped you win a Super Bowl, I think it's a pretty big hit. I mean,
I think now
they had to make decisions. It's like, who do we keep? So, and eventually they're going to have to pay some of these guys, right? So Carter is a monster on the defensive line. They're going to want to keep him throughout his career if possible. He's going to get a big bag of money whenever his contract's up in a couple years, right? So he's on a rookie deal, but you got to pay Jalen Carter. They decided to give Zach Bond a bunch of money. Zach Bond, who had been apparently a special teamer his whole career, but last year was in the running for Defensive Player of the Year. So they decided to give him the money. And they let Williams and Sweat go. But those guys were key contributors on the defensive line. So I think they're worse. I'm not saying that means they're not the favorite to win the NFC East. But
I think they've taken
worse.
I think they've taken a hit. But I also think they're aware of what they're doing and they're making tough choices.
Oh, boo-hoo for Philly. I'm glad they're worse. They were the best team in the league last year.
Right.
Glad they're taking a few steps backwards.
How about the Detroit Lions? If we want to stick with contenders, their key addition so far in free agency, DJ Reed. Really good quarterback.
They upgrade their secondary.
But departures, they lost Carlton Davis, who the Patriots signed 3 years, $54 million.
Man, it's good to be a corner in the NFL in 2025. That's one of the positions you want to play coming out of college. I would say Reed's probably a slight upgrade, but it's close.
I feel like it's a wash. They also added Derek Barnes, a linebacker. But the Lions, it's funny, all our conversations, it seemed to be focused on the Eagles, and I get it. They won the Super Bowl. They won the division. The Lions won more games than the Eagles in the regular season.
I mean, they're going to be a threat in the NFC for a long time. It's weird to say this about the Lions now. They're a well-run organization, and their team is super talented. And that's something you couldn't say about the Lions, like, 5 or 7 years ago.
I also agree with your larger point that Valdez was quibbling with you yesterday about that Goff, I think, ultimately holds them back. I think
Goff,
you could win a Super Bowl with
good.
Goff, but you got to cross your fingers.
He's good, but he's not top tier.
No.
And he needs a lot
of people. Why is people saying this about why is Goff getting trashed?
He needs a lot of things to go right.
Dude, he's thrown for 4,500 yards 3 years in a row, 37-12, QB rating of 111, second in the NFL.
How
much better do you guys want him to get?
You would put him in
five interceptions in a critical postseason game.
Yes,
he's done that multiple times.
Would you put him in a tier with Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow?
No, but
he could run that Cadillac offense. He could run that Cadillac. He can get behind it. He could start it, and he can make the basic throws.
I know you guys are so focused.
He is
can
not
I tell you what you're doing? You're so
elite.
Focused on someone comparing to Jaden. You won't give Goff his flowers. Goff has been playing for numerous years now as a top quarterback in the NFL.
It's been very good.
It has nothing to do with Jaden Daniels.
It has nothing to do with Jaden Daniels.
Well, I know, everyone's making it.
Not me.
I've never
been a huge fan of Goff, ever. He's put up big numbers.
Well, Sam
Darnold just did the same thing, right? Now, I think he's okay. We'll see what he does in Seattle. I think it's a good signing by you guys.
Yeah,
in a terrible
class. Sam Darnold does it for two more straight years. People are going to go, wow, he's pretty awesome.
I think they tend to be hollow numbers.
You kick their ass. You can be proud of that. They played a horrible game and you kick their ass, or maybe you were the better team. But Jared Goff has proven for numerous years
he's a good quarterback. I didn't say he's trash. He's competent. And you could win a Super Bowl with him because the Ravens won a Super Bowl with Trent Dilfer.
He's way better than Trent Dilfer.
Eric.
No, it's not insane.
He was the number one pick in the draft.
I know. He is.
He took the Rams to a Super Bowl,
opinion,
and he's been good
he's
with
like
the
He's like a guy
Lions.
In Colorado that hits 50 home runs. 40 of them in Colorado.
Here's what he is, in my opinion. He's like the 8th or 9th best quarterback in the league. And there's no shame in that.
It's pretty good.
He's a top 10 quarterback.
I think he has flaws.
He's not
a
top. He's not a top 5. He's not a top 3 quarterback. That's all. I'm not saying he sucks.
Well, he finished.
I'm not saying
in the MVP voting.
He's very good. He's just not great. I can't give him the great slash elite.
I didn't ask
treatment.
You to call him great. You guys say he sucks every
I've
day
never,
on the show.
Never,
and I don't even like
I
don't
think
he like the Lions.
I think he holds them back. I think ultimately he's the weak link. That's a very good football team. Well coached.
All I say.
I think their weak
team.
Link was their defense, which was decimated by injuries. So the Commanders took advantage
of
that.
I'm going to ask you this. Be honest.
I think his five interceptions.
You can start your team.
An awful game.
You can start your team today with either Jared Goff or Jaden Daniels. Who would you pick?
Well, one's younger, by the way.
He loves Jared Goff so much, I figure he'll pick Goff.
But maybe
that's
if
not
it
even
would...
what I'm talking about. You guys say he sucks every day.
I don't say he sucks.
I think he just said he sucks.
He said you can maybe, if you get lucky, fluke into a Super Bowl with Jared Goff.
Inferior quarterbacks can win Super Bowls.
You compared him to Trent Dilfer. Have you hit your head?
I just called him a top 10 quarterback.
Mark Rippon won a Super Bowl.
Mark Rippon.
You know, listen, Jared Goff, they're empty calories to me, right? You guys pick and choose when you like stats. You know, in this instance.
They went 15, they dominated. They've been really good for 3 straight
years. I don't think it's because of Goff. I think it's because of the surrounding pieces. I think Mike Marr could quarterback them to maybe 11 wins. And I think we'll see. He could shove it in my face and go 18-0 or whatever it takes.
Okay, but when I tell you Cliff Kingsbury is a big part of the offense, you laugh at and say any idiot can run that offense.
I didn't once credit Ben Johnson. He has great talent around him. I think any dope could probably coordinate that offense, too.
Goff
I don't expect them to take a drop off because Ben Johnson left.
Goff has 222 touchdowns in his career.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it in L.A. All right, it's like 5 years in L.A., mm-hmm. four in Detroit, with just 94 interceptions. That's pretty good.
Again,
it's pretty good.
2-1 ratio. My mouth. I've said he's
more
pretty
than
good.
2-1.
I've said he's
marginal,
a pretty good quarterback.
2.2-1.
Hey, look, I mean, there's no marginally. Shame. There's no shame in being the 8th to 11th best quarterback in the league. That's a really good place to be in the NFL. You're going to make $50 million. I mean, it's a pretty good spot,
you know what?
He's in.
System quarterback.
All right. Back to better or worse.
What?
I think that the
he
Lions.
He went to the Super Bowl with the Rams in a different system.
The Lions, I think it's a wash.
You know, I think I agree. You hit your head. You hit your head.
I just disrespect him. I'm sorry. I don't think he's that great.
Let me bring up another quarterback.
I'm being facetious when I say system quarterback. I'm saying it to trigger you, and you're taking me literally.
I know there's another quarterback
you
that you
that.
Hate,
that's
and that's Caleb Williams.
What?
He's not going to have any more excuses this year. Because they got significantly better. Well, am I going to play the game better or worse?
They significantly upgraded their offensive line.
They've added
them.
A stud center.
Yep.
They added Jonah Jackson, who is a guard, I believe.
Yep.
They added
Joe
Tooney, who's been to a bunch of Super Bowls.
Yeah.
So they've completely redone that offensive line. Obviously, this is not a free agency move, mm-hmm. but they added Ben Johnson. There won't be excuses for Caleb Williams in week two. In year two,
he's got to have a big uptick in production. He has to be a better decision maker. He can't keep running into sacks like he did as a rookie. You need to see a different version of Caleb Williams in 2025.
So they signed.
He's another great example.
Center Drew Dahlman.
He's another great example, by the way, whose statistics I think are better than how he actually played. He had decent numbers.
He had 20 touchdowns with only 6 interceptions.
He had decent numbers.
But
how
took
many
care
sacks?
Of the ball. He got sacked a ton,
yeah.
and they lost a bunch of games.
Right.
Which I know some people don't want to assign wins and losses to quarterbacks, but they have a big part of wins and losses. So do you like what they've done, Cakes? Drew Dahlman,
I love what they've done.
Gets a $28 million guaranteed deal, 3 years, $42 million. He's a center.
If your young quarterback is running for his life, in most of the games, you have to upgrade your offensive line, and they've made that a priority.
So I don't know about their tackles, but their interior, mm-hmm. their guards, it's Jackson, Tooney, and then Dahlman at center.
Yeah, it sounds like a big upgrade, and they spent a ton of dough doing it.
If they're going to be one of those teams, you know, every year there's a team that rises.
Mm-hmm.
Last year it was the Commanders. The year before it was the Texans. Bears should, right, have an easier schedule. Now, they're in a tough division. Should have an easier schedule. They've upgraded the talent. They might be one of those teams that rises up and into playoff contention this year.
Hey Valdez, why do you think why do you think Sean McVay gave up on Jared Goff after he took him to the Super Bowl? I think I know why he did.
He sucks. You know what? You're right. He sucks. He's an awful quarterback. He sucks. He'll never do anything.
Again, I never said that.
He's the reason why Detroit's stuck in the mud. He's a bad quarterback.
Stuck in the mud.
That's a passive-aggressive way.
He sucks. You're right. He sucks. He sucks.
That's a passive-aggressive. It's kind of pathetic, actually. It's embarrassing. Why don't you
I'll answer for you, EB.
Why don't
McVay,
you have a debate?
Well, you know more
McVay
than me.
McVay got frustrated.
I never suggested that system I know quarterback. More than you. I have an opinion. Why did Sean McVay trade or move on? I don't even know what the hell he did. From Jared Goff. Why did he move on? Because he didn't think he could win the Super Bowl with him. That's exactly what he did. Now, I could also make your argument and say, why did the Lions give up on Stafford? Because they didn't think they could win a Super Bowl with him.
Well,
but
I think that McVay did it.
That's why Sean McVay moved on from Jared Goff.
McVay did it because they didn't want to give him, I think, continue to give him like huge money for his production because the last 2 years it went down.
And then
he got to Detroit, like his last season in L.A., 20 touchdowns, 13 picks. So it wasn't a 2-1 spread anymore. He wasn't having all these touchdown passes, which earlier in his career in L.A. he did. And then he got with Detroit, and he got with Ben Johnson, and all of a sudden he started putting up much bigger numbers and finishing fifth in the MVP. So that's kind of why they did it.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think they did it also because he didn't win the big one, and they didn't think they could get through. They could get there and finish it off.
And by the way, it's okay to not be as good as Matthew Stafford. He's probably one of the top five quarterbacks in the league.
He can be. He can be. I think he's also inconsistent, but he can be.
800-636-1067 is the number. Some big news regarding Tiger Woods yesterday.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.